Welcome back to the Wildside News. And now, Sydney Wildsmith.
Most every effective environmentalist at some time has taken a moment to warn us all about the dangers of excessive seriousness. Comes a time in every day when laughter is the tonic of the moment. So it's that time of day when we return. We bring you the best nature jokes on the planet, from puns to pratfalls, bar jokes to body, with our first natural joke fest, when your voice of the earth returns here on the Wildside News. Nature and the environment. It's not funny. We're serious. That's our creed and credentials. But nature is funny. The Far Side, the series by Gary Larson, provided some of the funniest cartoons and proved to be one of the most successful and loved of America's comedic legacy. And although we all have our stories of the great joy that animals bring us, the funny and amazing tricks and looks and obsessions and acrobatics that animals provide, thank God for the Animal Planet's funniest animal video series that amazes us each week. Humor, it's the best cure for what ails you. And seriously, we need a bit more humor. So today, we initiate our first natural joke fest. So even if you have tons of hard work planned, even if you have to give everything you have to saving the Earth, take 20 minutes now to add some life to your labors with laughter. So now, it's time for some jokes. Why are seagulls called seagulls? Because if they flew over the bay, they'd be called bagels. Why do cows have long legs? If they didn't, it would lead to their utter destruction. A pair of biologists are studying terns on a rock island just off the coast. While walking on a distant part of the island, they are shot at by a group of thugs operating a pot farm. This happens several times, and the local law enforcement refuses to investigate. On their last day on the island, they happen into a huge pile of the harvested pot that has been set out to dry. Quickly, they decide to set it on fire to pay the thugs back for shooting at them. The fire takes off and sends plumes of smoke high into the air. As they're running for their boat, they notice that the soaring birds are acting weird, spiraling out of control, and crashing into the trees. The next day, they read the headlines in a local newspaper. Pot farm burns. No tern left unstoned. What did the fish say when he hit the concrete wall? Damn! An atheist was walking through the woods one day in Alaska, admiring all that evolution had created. What majestic trees, what a powerful river, what beautiful animals, he said to himself. As he was walking along the river, he heard a rustling in the bushes behind him. Turning to look, he saw a 13-foot Kodiak brown bear beginning to charge towards him. He ran as fast as he could down the path. He looked over his shoulder and saw that the bear was rapidly closing in on him. Somehow, he ran even faster, so scared that tears came to his eyes. He looked again, and the bear was even closer. His heart pounding in his chest, he tried to run faster, but alas, he tripped and fell to the ground. As he rolled over to pick himself up, the bear was right over him, reaching for him with his left paw and raising its right paw to strike him. Oh my God! Time stopped. The bear froze. The forest was silent. Even the river stopped moving. As a brilliant light shone upon the man, a thunderous voice came from all around.
You deny my existence for all these years, teach others that I don't exist, and even credit creation to some cosmic accident. Do you expect me to help you out of this predicament? Am I to count you as a believer?
Difficult as it was, the atheist looked directly into the light and said, It would be hypocritical to ask to be a Christian after all these years but perhaps you could make the bear a Christian.
Very well, said God.
The light went out. The river ran. The sounds of the forest resumed. And the bear dropped down on his knees, brought both paws together, bowed his head, and spoke, Lord, thank you for this food which I am about to receive. Deep within a forest, a little turtle began to climb a tree. After hours of effort, he reached the top, jumped into the air, waving his front legs, and crashed to the ground. After recovering, he slowly climbed the tree again, jumped, and fell to the ground. The turtle tried again and again, while a couple of birds sitting on a branch watched the sad efforts. Finally, the female bird turned to her mate. Dear, she chirped, I think it's time we tell him he's adopted. A tourist was being led through the swamps of Florida. Is it true, he asked, that an alligator won't attack you if you carry a flashlight? That depends, replied the guide, on how fast you carry the flashlight. A tourist is traveling with a guide through one of the thickest jungles in Latin America when he comes across an ancient Mayan temple. The tourist is entranced by the temple and asks the guide for details. To this, the guide states that archaeologists are carrying out excavations and still find great treasures. The tourist then queries how old the temple is. This temple is 2,503 years old, replies the guide. Impressed at its accurate dating, he inquires as to how he gave this precise figure. Easy, replies the guide. The archaeologist said the temple was 2,500 years old, and that was 3 years ago. Two molecules are walking down the street, and they run into each other. One says to the other, Are you all right? No, I lost an electron. Are you sure? I'm positive. Two cows were talking in the field one day. First cow, Have you heard about the mad cow disease that's going around? Second cow, Yeah, sure makes you glad you're a penguin, doesn't it? The tourist, Can you tell me why so many famous Civil War battles were fought on national park sites?
Oh.
Two friends are standing in front of the Hotel Duluth when they see a penguin walking by. Pat grabs it and asks Mike, What should I do with him? Mike says, Why don't you take him out to the zoo? The next day, in front of the hotel, Mike sees Pat walking with a penguin on a leash. I thought I told you to take him to the zoo, says Mike. I did, says Pat. And we had such a good time that tonight I think I'll take him to the hockey game. A panda walks into a restaurant, sits down, and orders a sandwich. He eats the sandwich, pulls out a gun, and shoots the waiter dead. As the panda stands up to go, the manager shouts, Hey, where are you going? You just shot my waiter and you didn't pay for your sandwich. The panda yells back at the manager, Hey man, I'm a panda. Look it up. The manager opens his dictionary and sees the following definition for panda. A tree-dwelling marsupial of Asian origin, characterized by distinct black and white coloring, eats shoots and leaves. While driving down a steep and curvy logging road, a group of biologists lose control of their four-wheel drive Jimmy and careen down the hill. The truck piles up at the bottom of the canyon, and everyone aboard perishes. Surprisingly, they all go to heaven. At an orientation, they are asked, When you are in your casket and your friends and family are mourning about your death, what would you like to hear them say about you? The first guy, a well-known botanist, says, I would like to hear them say that I was one of the greatest botanists of my time and left an eternal contribution to the botanical world. The second guy, an ornithologist, says, I would like to hear that I was a wonderful birder and made a huge difference in the recovery of our bird populations. The last guy, a scruffy mammalogist, replies, I would like to hear them say, look, he's moving! One day the zookeeper noticed that the orangutan was reading two books, the Bible and Darwin's Origin of the Species. In surprise, he asked the ape, why are you reading both those books? Well, said the orangutan, I just wanted to know if I was my brother's keeper or my keeper's brother. How do you tell the difference between boys and girls? You take the jeans down. A boy frog telephones the psychic hotline, and his personal psychic advisor tells him, you are going to meet a beautiful young girl who will want to know everything about you. The frog is thrilled. This is great. Will I meet her at a party? No, says the advisor. In her biology class.
Oh!
Look, guide, here are some lion tracks. Good. You see where they go, and I'll find out where they came from. A duck walks into a drugstore, asks for some chapstick, and tells the clerk, just put it on my bill. The duck then asks for a package of condoms. The clerk asks, shall I put that on your bill too? The duck responds, sorry, I'm not that kind of duck. The Forest Service has issued a bear warning in the National Forest for this summer. They're urging everyone to protect themselves by wearing bells and carrying pepper spray. Campers should be alert for signs of fresh bear activity, and they should be able to tell the difference between black bear dung and grizzly bear dung. Black bear dung is rather small and round. Sometimes you can see fruit seeds and or squirrel fur in it. Grizzly bear dung has bells in it and smells like pepper spray. Ben was assigned a new wildlife technician, and she was driving him crazy. She was blonde and pretty and insisted on carrying beauty products in a little field bag, nail polish, hair care products, gels, creams, and so on. One day, they were driving the rugged four-wheel drive down a dirt road when a big rabbit ran in front of them and was hit by the truck. Ben pulls over and walks back to the dead rabbit. He felt terrible, but there was clearly nothing he could do for the dead creature. His blonde partner pipes in and yells, wait, I have just the thing. She races back to the truck and begins to rifle through her beauty products. Ben watches as brushes and combs fly from the bag. Finally, she races back with an aerosol can and sprays the dead rabbit with its contents. Immediately, the rabbit springs to its feet, waves goodbye, hops a few feet, pauses, and waves again. The rabbit repeats the strange behavior, wave, hop, until it disappears over the hill. Ben is amazed and asks, what in the world is in that can? The blonde biologist says, duh, look at the label. You guessed it, hairspray. Immediately revives dead hair and creates a permanent wave. A mama mole, papa mole, and baby mole lived in a hole outside of a farmhouse in the country. One day, the papa mole poked his head out of the hole and said, I smell sausage. The mama mole poked her head out of the hole and said, I smell pancakes. The baby mole tried to poke his head out of the hole, but couldn't get past the two bigger moles. Finally giving up, he said, the only thing I smell is molasses. A duck walks into a bar and asks, got any grapes? The bartender, confused, tells the duck no, his bar doesn't serve grapes. The duck thanks him and leaves. The next day, the duck returns and says, got any grapes? Again, the bartender tells him that no, the bar does not serve grapes, has never served grapes, and furthermore, will never serve grapes. The duck, a little ruffled, thanks him and leaves. The next day, the duck returns. But before he can say anything, the bartender begins to yell, listen, duck, this is a bar. We don't serve grapes. If you ever ask for grapes again, I'll nail your stupid duck beak to the bar. The duck is silent for a moment, then asks, Got any nails? Confused, the bartender says no. Good, says the duck. Got any grapes? A blind man walks into a store with his seeing eye dog. All of a sudden, he picks up the leash and begins swinging the dog over his head. The manager runs up to the man and asks, "What are you doing?" The blind man replies, "Just looking around." There was this guy that had a parrot, and his parrot swears like a sailor. I mean, he's a pistol. He can swear for 5 minutes straight without repeating himself. Trouble is, the guy who owns him is a quiet, conservative type, and this bird's foul mouth is driving him crazy. One day, it gets to be too much. So the guy grabs the bird by the throat, shakes him really hard, and yells, "Quit it!" But this just makes the bird mad, and he swears more than ever. Then the guy gets mad and says, "Okay for you," and locks the bird in a kitchen cabinet. This really aggravates the bird, and he claws and scratches, and when the guy finally lets him out, the bird cuts loose with a stream of vulgarities that would make a veteran sailor blush. At that point, the guy is so mad that he throws the bird into the freezer. For the first few seconds, there's a terrible din. The bird kicks and claws and thrashes. Then it suddenly gets very quiet. At first, the guy just waits, but then he starts to think that the bird may be hurt. After a couple of minutes of silence, he's so worried that he opens up the freezer door. The bird calmly climbs into the man's outstretched arms and says, "Awfully sorry about the trouble I gave you. I'll do my best to improve my vocabulary from now on." The man is astonished. He can't understand the transformation that has come over the parrot. Then the parrot says, "By the way, what did the chicken do?" Some weeks after the death of her husband, the widow visits a spiritual meeting. There she comes in contact with her husband. Happily, she asks him what he does all day. "Well, in the morning we have sex, then we have a break, and in the afternoon we have sex again." "Gosh," she says, surprised, "I didn't know things were getting so hot in heaven." "Heaven," he says, "who's talking about heaven? I'm now a rabbit in Australia." An out-of-towner drove his car into a ditch in a desolated area. Luckily, a local farmer came to help with his big, strong horse named Buddy. He hitched Buddy up to the car and yelled, "Pull, Nellie, pull!" Buddy didn't move. Then the farmer hollered, "Pull, Buster, pull!" Buddy didn't respond. Once more, the farmer commanded, "Pull, Coco, pull!" Nothing. Then the farmer nonchalantly said, "Pull, Buddy, pull!" And the horse easily dragged the car out of the ditch. The motorist was most appreciative and very curious. He asked the farmer why he called his horse by the wrong name 3 times. The farmer said, "Oh, Buddy is blind. And if he thought he was the only one pulling, he wouldn't even try." A farmer gets sent to jail, and his wife is trying to hold the farm together until her husband can get out. She's not, however, very good at farm work, so she writes a letter to him in jail. "Dear sweetheart, I want to plant the potatoes. When is the best time to do it?" The farmer writes back, "Honey, don't go near that field. That's where all the guns are buried." But because he's in jail, all of the farmer's mail is censored, so when the sheriff and his deputies read this, they all run out to the farm and dig up the entire potato field looking for the guns. After 2 full days of digging, they don't find 1 single weapon. The farmer then writes his wife, "Honey, now is the time you should plant the potatoes." What's the difference between a lawyer and a flounder? One's a bottom-dwelling scumsucker, and the other's a fish. Two biologists are in the field following the tracks of a radio-collared grizzly bear. All of a sudden, the bear crashes out of the brush and heads right for them. They scramble up the nearest tree, but the bear starts climbing up the tree after them. The first biologist starts taking off his heavy leather hiking boots and pulls a pair of sleek running shoes from his backpack. The second biologist gives him a puzzled look and says, "What in the world are you doing?" He replies, "I figure when the bear gets close to us, we'll jump down and make a run for it." The second guy says, "Are you crazy? We both know you can't outrun a full-grown grizzly bear." The first guy says, "I don't have to outrun the bear. I only have to outrun you." A boy was assigned a paper on childbirth and asked his mother, "How was I born?" "Well, honey," said the slightly prudish mother, "the stork brought you to us." "Oh," said the boy. "And how did you and Daddy get born?" "Oh, the stork brought us too." "Well, how were Grandpa and Grandma born?" the boy persisted. "Well, darling, the stork brought them too," said the mother, by now starting to squirm a little. Several days later, the boy handed in his paper to the teacher, who read with confusion the opening sentence. "This report has been very difficult to write due to the fact that there hasn't been a natural childbirth in my family for 3 generations.
Oh!
2 tourists were driving through Louisiana. As they were approaching Natchitoches, they started arguing about the pronunciation of the town. They argued back and forth until they stopped for lunch. As they stood at the counter, one tourist asked the employee, "Before we order, could you please settle an argument for us? Would you please pronounce where we are very slowly?" The girl leaned over the counter and said, "Burger King." A wildlife biologist is working in the woods, miles from the nearest town. He's camped alone with his dog and cat as his companions. Suddenly, an old gentleman carrying a small, limp dog frantically runs into his camp. "Please, please help me. I think something has happened to Willie. Our Winnebago is parked just around the bend, and we've seen you camped here. We didn't know what to do. We thought maybe you could help us, seeing as how you have all the scientific equipment laying around here. Can you help him?" "Sir, I'm not a vet. I'm a wildlife biologist," the young biologist told the worried man. "Can you please have a look at him? I'll pay you anything you need. I just need to know. If he's still alive, maybe I can rush him into town." "Okay, put him here on the table." The young biologist looks at the limp dog, but it's plain that the dog is dead. No pulse or signs of breathing. "I'm sorry, sir, but I'm afraid poor Willie is dead." "No, I can't believe that. It can't be true. Are you sure?" "Yes, I'm quite sure." "I just can't believe that. With all this equipment, isn't there something you can do? I must be absolutely sure." The biologist called his big yellow cat over to the table. The cat walked around the dead dog, occasionally sniffing at the carcass. He then looks up at the biologist and let out a few weak meows. "Well, the cat says he's dead. Does that assure you?" "No, I need more than that. Do you have anything else?" The biologist calls over his big black dog. The dog circles the body a few times, sniffing it every now and then. After a few moments, the big black dog barks at the biologist. "Well, now the dog says he's dead. That's all I can do for you, sir." "Okay. Well, I guess it's true. I'll take him back and bury him. How much do I owe you?" "It'll be $650, the biologist tells the old man. "What?" replied the old man. "How can you charge that much?" "Well, sir, I could have told you he was dead for $1. But you're the one that insisted on the CAT scan and the lab tests." A man goes to his doctor with a carrot in his nose and a cucumber stuck in his ear. The doctor looks at him and says, "Oh, I see the problem. You're not eating properly." So now, some thoughts from Edward Abbey. One final paragraph of advice. Do not burn yourselves out. Be as I am, a reluctant enthusiast, a part-time crusader, a half-hearted fanatic. Save the other half of yourselves and your lives for pleasure and adventure. It's not enough to fight for the land. It is even more important to enjoy it, while you can, while it's still here. So get out there and hunt and fish and mess around with your friends. Ramble out yonder and explore the forests. Encounter the grizz. Climb the mountains. Bag the peaks. Run the rivers. Breathe deep of that yet sweet and lucid air. Sit quietly for a while and contemplate the precious stillness, that lovely, mysterious, and awesome space. Enjoy yourselves. Keep your brain in your head and your head firmly attached to the body and the body active and alive. And I promise you this much. I promise you one sweet victory over our enemies, over those desk-bound people with their hearts in a safe deposit box and their eyes hypnotized by desk calculators. I promise you this. You will outlive the bastards. That's it for our natural joke show. We need some fresh fodder for next time, so when you hear a great natural joke, send it to me at wildsidenews@cox.net. We're going to keep the show on the bright side, so in return, we see what it's like to live life powered by the sun. When your voice of the earth returns, here on the Wild Side News.